Hola.
Hola.
¡Holi! Bienvenidos a otro episodio más de The Evening Show.
Hello, how are you? I'm fine. So we have a guest. Do you want to like introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Yovana. I currently reside in Chicago, but my soul lives in Los Angeles. However, you can find me anywhere virtually nowadays, right? Because everyone lives virtually.
Okay, so the first question is, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, well, I have been in the marketing industry for over 10 years, but just recently I have decided to take my career to the next level and become an entrepreneur. I currently concentrate my marketing in virtual event coordination, social media content, research analysis, blogging, and analytics. Well, currently I'm a solopreneur, but I plan to bring on team members to form an actual team. The sky's the limit, right, ladies?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, what are some goals that you have achieved?
Yeah, I think achieving my own business is a goal that I didn't even dream of. I can honestly say I didn't even think about it even a year ago. Entrepreneurship kind of just fell into my lap. And while I do want my business to grow, there is a lot of work that goes into having your own business. Something else that I have accomplished is becoming Google Analytics certified, social media content certified, as well as email marketing certified. And that's just the business aspect of it. I have definitely achieved being more mindfulness of myself mentally and spiritually, as well as practicing every day having a positive mindset.
And how did you achieve like your goals?
Although I learned and I received certifications, it also definitely had to do with my past experience that helped me where I am today and helped me get to where I achieved most of what I have today, along with the fails and triumphs. Failing is not failing, but it's mainly another way of looking at it by learning experiences. And that goes for both professionally and mentally. You can't really look at things as failures. You have to more look at them as learning experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you get to where are you today?
Yeah, as a solopreneur, it gets tough and there is a lot of self-doubting throughout the process. But what I have learned is that you have to learn to calm your mind. The only person that is doubting you is yourself. I am learning how to speak in a calmer and more positive way to myself. I have started lighting candles every morning, saying at least one positive affirmation in the mirror to myself, and journaling for about 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. Being vulnerable through journaling helps me heal myself. And it helps me manifest my dreams and make plans on how I can get to where I would like to be. But I also will say this, as much as I practice a positive mindset, I do practice discipline every day. And that is a lot harder, I feel, than positive mindset is being disciplined. I wake up every morning at 6 a.m. to work on my business. I have found that most of my clients don't do meetings until 9 a.m. So I have 3 hours to work on my business and not in my business. So that's when I'm able to be creative for myself and create my own social media content for my company, along with working out beforehand.
Wow. Do you have any projects for the future?
Well, right now I am currently working on hopefully becoming the event coordinator for a coach slash consultant. I'm super excited about it because she is actually growing her business currently and wants me to be part of it. I think it's going to be a huge opportunity to showcase my talents within building community. I'm also working with an author to revamp her website and possibly be her brand manager for her brand new book launch. If that actually happens and I'm able to become her brand manager, we will actually start working together in April. So fingers crossed, knock on wood.
So the next question is, do you like what you're doing right now?
I love what I do. The cool thing about being an entrepreneur is that you get to pick what you want to work on every day in your business. I started off as an event coordinator, but now I have expanded to social media, research, blogging, as well as analytics. I'm actually currently as well right now learning how to create courses online, as well as I had mentioned earlier, launching authors' books online. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think of becoming this person. Like I said, I didn't even know I was going to become this person even 6 months ago. It kind of just happened.
So do you have any advice for people who want to do or work in the same thing that you do?
I would say be patient and be kind with yourself. I thought being in the industry, in the marketing industry at least, for 10 years would have landed me my clients right off the bat and I would become financially stable. Turns out that's not the way life planned it. I was getting desperate, I was getting frustrated, and I was doubting my capabilities because I was not landing the clients that I had thought that I thought I had wanted. However, once I embraced and forgave myself for not being patient within myself, I gained so much more. Yes, I am not where I would like to be financially. However, I have learned the importance of self-care. Starting off my day with gratitude has changed my mindset completely. Starting off my day with lighting a candle, saying a positive affirmation, drinking tea, putting on some good tunes in the background, and watering my plants is my daily ritual. This really centers me because by doing that, I am literally taking care of myself first and nurturing myself first with what feels good to me. Once I finish taking care of my needs, then I'm able to better serve my clients throughout the day. And I also will say this, a no can mean no for now, but it does not mean a no forever. I actually would like to share this real quick story. This is a true story. I applied to be a virtual assistant for this coach, and I even went with a really high recommendation for this job. I didn't get it. Instead of beating myself up about it, I thanked the coach for her time and she told me in the future, we'll work together. Fast forward, she recommended me to a career coach who is now one of my clients. And the woman who said no to me for that virtual assistant job is not only my mentor now, but she is the one who wants me to run part of her company. She wants me to aid her in building a new platform, building community within her new platform and maintaining that community within her company. She wants me to help her with some brand strategy as well as being the extension for her brand. So I guess what I'm trying to say in long terms is the lesson of that whole story is don't get discouraged and don't take it personally when someone says no. It may just be because you are not meant for that specific role. Or it may be that you don't have enough experience yet for that role. However, just keep learning and learning and learning and putting yourself out there to gain the experience that is only going to help you grow.
Yeah, and the last question is, have you ever had any inconveniences reaching your goals?
I wouldn't say so much inconvenience, I would rather call them learning experiences. You will at times, and this is a fact, you will not get that promotion that you wanted. You will not get that client you wanted. You will get that speeding ticket in your car. you will get that wrong soup in your order. Life is not always happy or quote unquote normal. There are many hard lessons to be learned throughout your career and life. However, how you respond to the situation is what you have what you do have control over. It's still something that I practice every day. For example, just this morning, my car was stuck in the garage because the garage door was frozen and one of the springs broke. I lost my cool for like 7 seconds because I started thinking about the traffic here in Chicago. Traffic is ridiculous. So every second that was passing by, I was like, oh my God, more traffic is accumulating. But then after I realized what I was doing to myself, which was working myself up, I literally stopped, took a deep breath, and I was like, Yovana, you literally don't have a meeting to go to right now. You're not on your way to see your collaborators or your coworkers. You're literally only on your way to go get groceries. So relax. All you have to do is lift the door manually and you'll be fine. And that's literally what I did. And somehow miraculously, there wasn't that much traffic. But I think it's just recognizing when you're about to lose it, or recognizing that you're getting angry over certain situations that you can't control. Like I said, there's always going to be struggles. Just in this past year, I lost 2 family members, one of them due to COVID. And I was a wreck, and I let my clients know. They were super, and collaborators know as well. They were super understanding. They understood that I'm a very family-oriented person, and they knew that it was going to be a process. So just being honest with those around you, keeping yourself within good company. And I mean that as well, like in your career and with your clients, like if you guys are a tight-knit community, they'll know. And there's still days, you know, there's still days that are hard. There's still days that I don't want to get out of bed, and that's okay too. You just have to acknowledge it and be okay with it, be okay with being in your feelings. And then, you know, just gradually move on. Like I said, these back-to-back losses that I had took me about a good month, you know, to kind of slowly transition through. But the fact that I had a really good support group and support system definitely has helped me get back up on my feet. So, you know, just being gentle with yourself on those days and knowing that it's okay to not be okay has definitely helped me to move forward.
So I think that's it.
Okay.
We really liked having you here.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, next time I could do this again in Spanish, no problem. If there's ever any other topic or other questions that you would like me to answer, I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you up for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. You have my email, so please feel free to reach out. I know Alexa had sent me the questions prior to, so yeah, just same thing. If it's the exact same questions, I could do it in Spanish, no worries. Or if they're different sets of questions, I can read those and then do those in Spanish as well. So either way, you ladies let me know.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. All right, you ladies take care. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.